Renowned for avoiding media interviews, the Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg decided to grant a one-on-one to the United States news network CNN. He's trying to deal with a public relations crisis that's seen the value of Facebook shares plummet by more than $40 billion since the scandal broke last weekend. It's also spawned a Twitter campaign under the hashtag #DeleteFacebook. Mr. Zuckerberg says his social media platform is committed to avoiding a repeat.
We are doing a set of things to restrict the amount of access that developers can get going forward. But the other is we need to make sure that there aren't any other Cambridge Analyticas out there, right, or folks who have improperly accessed data. So we're going to go now and investigate every app that has access to a large amount of information from before we lock down our platform. And if we detect any suspicious activity, we're going to do a full forensic audit.
The US Congress wants Mark Zuckerberg to appear before it, as does a British parliamentary committee, which wants him to give evidence about Facebook's use of personal data. Mark Zuckerberg says he's happy to testify before Congress if he's the right person to answer the questions.
So what we try to do is send the person at Facebook who will have the most knowledge about what Congress is trying to learn. So if that's me, then I am happy to go. What I think we found so far is that typically there are people whose whole job is focused on an area, but I would imagine at some point that that there will be a topic where I am the sole authority on and it will make sense for me to do it.
The scandal dates back to 2014 when the app developer Alexander Kogan developed a quiz called This Is Your Digital Life. 270,000 users took part, but the app took more than simply their answers. It also collected public data from their Facebook friends. That information was then sold to Cambridge Analytica. Journalists from The Guardian told Facebook in 2015, and Mark Zuckerberg says action was taken.
We immediately banned Kogan's app. And further, we made it so that Kogan and Cambridge Analytica and the other folks with whom we shared the data, we asked for a formal certification that they had none of the data from anyone in the Facebook community, that they deleted it if they had it, and that they weren't using it. And they all provided that certification. So as far as we understood around the time of that episode, there was no data out there.
In hindsight, Mark Zuckerberg says that response was inadequate.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm used to when people legally certify that they're going to do something, that they do it. But I think that this was clearly a mistake in retrospect.
Was it putting too much trust in developers?
I think it did. And that's why, you know, we need to make sure that we don't make that mistake ever again.
A former Cambridge Analytica employee, Christopher Wiley, continues to blow the whistle about what he says took place. He claims the data was used to conduct psychological profiles of users and then deliver pro-Trump material to them. He explained the method used by comparing it with conventional political advertising.
When I show you an ad for a candidate, it says, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so and I approve this message. It is apparent that they are seeing political messaging. It is apparent that they're trying to be convinced. But what Cambridge Analytica does is works on creating a web of disinformation online so that people start going down the rabbit hole of clicking on blogs, websites, etc., that make them think that certain things are happening that may not be.